Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God that you're able to spend these next few minutes together as we continue a message I began on yesterday's broadcast about the person of the Holy Spirit. And my heart rejoices when I think of what a wonderful friend and guide and gift we've been given by Jesus, because He told His disciples, He said, I have to leave, but I'm going to leave someone with you who's just like me, and He's going to be a comfort and a strength to you. He will be a counselor. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. And so yesterday, as we just began laying a foundation, we learned how we receive the Holy Spirit. And we do that at the time of salvation. When we are born again, the Holy Spirit comes to abide in our spirit. And He gives us the power to repent from our sins. And then He becomes a beautiful, not just a lifelong friend, an eternal friend. Now, let's look at how God dealt with His people in the Old Testament. As we know and we understand that He came upon selected people, prophets, priests, judges, kings, and then in most cases it was only for a season. But now with the new covenant, remember that very significant event when Jesus cried out with a loud voice and He said, "It is finished." That heavy veil of the temple was torn into from the top to the bottom, indicating that we now have access to our Father. And as a result, it's not just for the prophet or the priest, for everyone, for every child of God. He now comes to dwell within us, layman and prophet alike, fivefold ministry. It matters not. As a child of God, the Spirit of God abides within our spirit. And so, why am I sharing this with you? Because I feel many have been, they love the Lord and they want to grow in their spiritual walk, but they're not entirely certain about or understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and what does He do. And my response is that, first of all, He is a person, the third person of the Trinity. There is one God, but three persons, and no one has been able to fully grasp that with their human understanding, but it's truth and it's a reality. And most importantly, He wants to share life with us. So, you know, in this world that we live in, so many are looking for what? Personal trainers or mentors or someone that will help them through life situations. And beloved, we're so blessed as Christians because we have a most wonderful friend who knows all the secrets of God, because He is God, and He can show us in just delightful ways in our daily lives, in the small, minute, insignificant details of our lives. He can show you better ways of doing things or things that you never thought of. He is a wonderful, creative source of inspiration, because that's what he does. And if you just start thinking about Jesus, what happens in your heart? If you think about what He's like, the things that He did on this earth, the things that He did in laying down His life for us, the greatest love that there can possibly be, doesn't your heart start to warm with a longing and love? And now think about the Holy Spirit. Well, for some reason, many have failed to apply the same qualities to the Holy Spirit as we so readily do to Jesus. He was God in the flesh, but He was very man. So often He referred to Himself as the Son of Man. And yet, That is exactly what will open our hearts to the gifts and manifestations of the Holy Spirit. If we have to, if we will realize that the Holy Spirit has the same qualities as Jesus. Why do we have such a difficulty? Well, in some cases, the doctrine of the personality of the Holy Spirit has been neglected. And also, especially in Pentecostal circles, sometimes we treat the Holy Spirit as a power or an experience rather than a person. One of the expressions that sometimes people say, it just grates me, it's, have you received it yet? He's not an it, he's a person. And it's important we understand that, the reality of the Holy Spirit as a person. So let's take a little bit of time to look at that. First of all, he holds an important place in the Godhead. By definition, he is one of the three modes of being, if you will, of the Trinitarian Godhead. Hebrews 9 and 14 talks about the eternal Spirit. He is the same, the very same in essence as the Father and Son. And he is placed on the same level as the Father and Son. Our minds may not be able to comprehend this, but we, as we very carefully understand and read the scriptures, it's very clear. I mean, I think there's few things as evident as at the baptism of Jesus. Okay, Jesus was there physically standing in the water for John to baptize him. A voice, the Father, spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And then the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in bodily form. John the Baptist testified of that. He was told by God that is what would happen, and he would know at that point, this is the Lamb of God. In Matthew 28 and 19, referring to the biblical baptism, it tells us, Jesus tells us, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." And then there's a beautiful apostolic benediction that Paul gives us found in 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 14, which is, listen to this, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ," that's Jesus, "and the love of God," that's our Heavenly Father, "and the communion or fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you all." Praise God. So he holds a very important place in the Godhead. He is, in essence, the same in power, in purpose. He is, they are totally united in the harmony of the Godhead. There's perfect fellowship and comprehension and in unity and fellowship between them, and yet they have different functions. Jesus said, "The Father is greater than I." Oh, there's such a beautiful love. If you hear the words of Jesus as he spoke with his Father, and then, of course, the Father is exalting him with a name that is above every name. Now, let's go on. So we've established that he's God. He holds an important place in the Godhead. And then, as we read the Word of God, we know that he's intimately involved in creation. Jesus is the Word, and Jesus spoke the world into existence and all of creation. Genesis 1 and 2, however, says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters." Praise God. And there's a verse in Job I'd like to share with you. It's Job, the 33rd chapter, verse 4. And this is Job speaking. He said, "Hearken to all my words." Verse 4, he says, "The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life." Praise God. And of course, when God breathed the Spirit of life into Adam, we know that he became a living soul. And so at the very creation of man, the Holy Spirit was lovingly at work, and the hands of our of our God literally formed man at creation. And the wonder of the Holy Spirit, as we think about him, it just fills us with awe when we consider his staggering intelligence and creativity. And sometimes when the Lord helps me, the Holy Spirit, with some little thing, I just say, Holy Spirit, you are so brilliant. I mean, I would have never thought of whatever he was showing me. Psalm 104:30 says, and there's referencing, of course, the multitude of living things. The Word of God tells us, thou sendest forth thy Spirit, then they are created. And when we look at the thousands of hues in the tens of thousands of different shaped flowers, we can get a small idea of his scope of thought and ability. If we look at the sparkling, numberless stars and the dark canopy of heaven's night, you will behold something that God's Spirit had a part in designing. Hallelujah. And of course, finally, we see that the Holy Spirit, these are just major points, he inspired the Word of God. He was so involved in writing the wonderful story of God's redemption that he selected every thought and word in all the books of the Bible. He was keenly familiar, obviously, with each event, and he worked God's purposes in the recording and carrying out of every detail of the Bible. The Holy Spirit was ever active in the inspired recording of God's word, as well as a bringing out and amplifying God's purposes, which are recorded. Praise God. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And I invite you to write, if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I invite you to write. I don't have the time to go into it now, but there was a subsequent experience that God has for his children, and that is what occurred on the day of Pentecost. They were saved. Jesus had breathed on them after his resurrection, and the Holy Spirit came to them, but that empowering came on the day of Pentecost with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I invite you to write whatever needs you have. You don't have to stand alone. I'm here as a partner of prayer with you. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, dear radio family, my UCM partners. I pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.